Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
At least 35 people have been killed in Gaza and dozens injured after an Israeli airstrike hit a refugee camp close to the southern city of Rafah. That's according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The Israeli Defence Forces have said it had targeted two senior Hamas leaders at one of the group's compounds and would review reports that fire had spread to shelters housing civilians. Now, the airstrike came hours after Hamas launched a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv for the first time in months. For the very latest, I'm joined on the line by Lise Doucette, who's chief international correspondent for the BBC. And Lise, thank you for joining us this morning. So footage emerging from that scene in Rafah shows widespread destruction at the refugee camp that had been designated, Lise, hadn't it, by Israel as a humanitarian area.
Yes, good morning. Although it isn't a good morning with the images coming from Rafah after that strike last night. Yes, the area was designated as a safe area. It was essentially a tented town, a refugee camp with Palestinians who'd been displaced time and again during this war, and then found themselves literally in a ball of fire. The images, you don't want to look at them. A ball of orange fire, the images of children, people saying children had been, I'm sorry for the description, but burnt to a crisp. Scenes from the hospitals simply weren't able to cope with the number of injuries. The death figure from the Hamas-run health ministry has gone up to 40, and it's likely to rise further. The Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, say they are looking into reports that civilians had also been killed when it carried out what it described as a very precise airstrike in northwest of Rafah. Rafah, of course, is in the southern corner of the Gaza Strip. Your listeners may have heard the name before because Israel said it is the last part of that coastal enclave, that it wants to carry out a major ground operation to destroy the last Hamas battalions. And it is an operation that has rung alarm bells around the world. But Israel says it has to go in. It isn't right in the center yet, but it's certainly its tanks and troops are on the outskirts. And as we were discussing, its attacks there are continuing with devastating effect.
So tell me then about the airstrike that the sirens ringing out in Tel Aviv and across central Israel. They were the first time that they've been heard since January, and we're told that rockets were fired by Hamas. So can you bring us more detail, Lise, on what was happening there?
Yes, it did. Came as a jolt when earlier in the day on Sunday around Tel Aviv, the city on the Mediterranean in central Israel, the sirens sounded. People had not had heard them for many months. And of course, believing that after months of intensive military operations that the rockets would have by now come to an end. Eight rockets were fired. They all appeared to have been intercepted by Israel defense systems, or they fell into fields. So they don't appear, at least what we know so far, to have caused any damage. But they do cause concern, and they magnify Israel's continuing insistence that it cannot end its military operations until all of the rockets are stopped. Of course, critics of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, also say that events like this, the firing of rockets, underlines that the military operation is not going the way it should and that Israel should pursue other options to deal with these threats.
Now, we heard last week when Ireland, Norway and Spain made that announcement that they were recognising the state of Palestine, that that was timed to coincide with a renewed effort at peace talks in the Middle East. Is there any indication that there is something substantial on the horizon?
Yes, those almost simultaneous announcements by Norway, Ireland and Spain that they believe that the Palestinian state should be recognized. It was the best way to try to move more quickly towards what they and many other countries see as the solution to this continuing war, which is the establishment of a Palestinian state side by side with Israel, that also came in a week which saw the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, the World Court, ordering Israel to stop its military offensive in Rafah, saying it would cause the destruction of the Palestinian population in whole or in part. Israel has rejected that as outrageous. It has criticized Ireland, Spain and Norway for its announcement, saying it would only promote terrorism. It has stopped Spain from providing any consular services to Palestinians living in the occupied West Bank. And in the midst of this, yes, people are asking, what about those talks which could bring Israeli hostages home? There's believed to be 130 still there, held by Hamas and other groups, although a certain number, perhaps as many as 30, are now believed to be dead. There were reports that those talks would begin again, that there was a new framework, but there's been a report from Qatar, one of the mediators this morning, saying that Israel's strike on Rafah could be another setback to those talks beginning this week.
Lise, thank you very much for your time. Lise Doucette there from the BBC.